بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Inshallah, we will have class number 11 regarding the topic of depression, Islamic prevention and treatment. And actually this is class number 3 regarding Satan is a major cause of depression. The title of today is Bad Dreams and Fear Are Satan's Whispers. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about the ways of prevention and treatment of depression in Islam. We already learned about the following lines of treatment. Number 1, sincere belief in Allah's oneness. Number 2, the true belief in Allah's decree. Number 3, patience. Number 4, understanding the reality of the worldly life. And number 5, remembrance of Allah, as-salah, al-Quran, and the dua, and the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about the next line of prevention of depression, which is avoiding Satan whispers. Actually, over the last 2 weeks, we learned the following about Satan. Number 1, Allah, the Almighty, expelled Satan, Shaitan, Iblis, out of the paradise, as he refused to obey Allah command to prostrate to Adam. It was the arrogance and pride that prevents Satan from bowing to Adam, as Satan believed that he is a better creation than Adam, as he is created of fire while Adam is created of clay. Adam became the enemy of Iblis, Satan, who decided to defeat Adam and his offsprings away from the right path until the day of judgment by all the means. That is to say, to guide them to the wrong path, the path of sins and disobedience of Allah. Satan became the main enemy to mankind. Allah informed us and warned us against Satan in many verses of the Quran. Satan is trying through the outer and inner gates of the man's heart to achieve his goal of destroying man in this life and in the hereafter. Accordingly, this destruction will lead to sadness, anxiety, and depression, and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week we learned about some of the forms of Satan's plots, which are number 1, false promises. Number 2, deception by decoration. Number 3, forgetfulness. 3 ways which Satan uses against man to deviate him from the right path and to lead him to become a sinner, leaving the feeling of guilt, sorrow, despair and depression. Inshallah, today we will learn about the following ways of Satan to depress and misguide the believers. Number 1, fear. Number 2, bad dreams. Number 3, mischief, that is to say pride, envy, anger and argument. And number 4, intoxication. Inshallah, through understanding these ways of Satan, we can take all the precautions to protect ourselves against him. Number 1, we will learn about fear as one of Satan's whispers. Fear is an adaptive response to some threats. Fear always interferes with our decisions and actions because of the very nature of our existence. Where change is the normal, nothing can be really taken for granted. So we can expect any change to happen to us in any moment. Accordingly, fear whispers of Satan are very common. The meaning of the words which I just mentioned is that because our life is not a stable one and there are many changes going on which are considered from the unseen, accordingly, every one of us can have the feeling of fear at any time, and Satan is actually trying to reach man all the time through the whispers of fear. Let us know about some of the common experienced fears. Number one, fear of death, fear of pain, fear of suffering, fear of conflict, fear of hurt, fear of failure in life, failure in profession, failure in reaching goals, failure in relationships, actions and performance, fear of losing control or being out of control, or being not able to manage things and resources, fear of the unknown, fear of what we are not familiar with, fear of darkness, fear of new people, new places, new situation, fear of authority, your boss, government, police, high placed people, fear of loss of life, relationships, wealth, prestige, position, place, dignity, self-esteem, status, recognition, power, and other things we love. Fear of being controlled, manipulated, or cheated. So this is clarifying that fear is actually a major feeling which we cannot escape at any time, but we must realize basically that shaitan is always trying to whisper to man through the feeling of fear. What are the symptoms of fear? The symptoms of fear are sweating, sleepiness, heaviness of the head, restlessness, palpitation of the heart, physical and mental tension, indigestion, and headache. The next question is how fear influences our thinking and actions. Number one, lack of initiative. When we have fear, we will feel the lack of initiative. Number two, actually we will be reluctant to take decisions. And actually we will be trying to be away from anything risky. Number three, we will suffer from low self-esteem and underestimate ourselves and our abilities. Number four, avoiding socialization or building friendship in order to minimize the chances of getting hurt. Number five, we will hide our feeling and thoughts in front of others. Actually, all of the above are manifestations of anxiety, imbalance, and depression. So this is fear, which is caused by Satan, who is trying to threaten us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran in Surah number 3, verse number 175, which we will read now, Surah Al-Am. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافوني إن كنتم مؤمنين.
It is only Shaitan that suggests to you the fear of his supporters and friends.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually is teaching us this verse of the Quran that we are not supposed to obey certain commands, because the first part of the verse, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah is clarifying to us that Satan threatens you with his aids, or you are being threatened by Satan's aids, Satan's helpers. Satan generates fear in human heart, or he forms fear in the heart of his followers and supporters. So he may manipulate some of his supporters to form fear in the hearts of others. The main message in this verse of the Quran is that fear is related to the shaitan and his supporters. He will whisper with fear, or he will make his supporters to threaten the believers. We must realize that fear is the main cause of anxiety and worry, which disturbs all the human system, the body, the spirit, and the mind, and it can lead to depression. Let every one of us try to remember how many times he feels sadness and worry when he concentrates on thinking about issues that cause him to feel fear. For example, Let every one of us count how many times in the day he has the source of fear. Fear from daily events. Fear related to the past events. Fear related to the future events. Fear related to health, wealth, kids, relatives, day of judgment, and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, you will feel that I fear that it may rain today, then it will be difficult to go home. I fear my daughter will fail in the exam. I fear my husband may be laid off. I fear my health may be deteriorating, or I may have any severe illness. I fear that my neighbors are causing troubles for me. I fear that my daughter may marry a bad person. I fear that my son will leave the house at any time. Okay? I fear that one day maybe my husband will leave me and I will not find anyone to take care of me. You know, it is the feeling of the fear which is always attacking the spirit, causing the anxiety and sorrow. And if it is a long-term feeling, it can lead to depression. We must realize that this feeling of fear, which is a great enemy to the spirit and to the body of the mankind, it is all related to the whispers in the spirit. So we must realize this fact so that, inshallah, we will take all the precautions to get rid of the feeling of the fear, inshallah, so that we can protect our spirits from anxiety and depression. The second way which the shaitan is using to cause anxiety and sorrow and depression is bad dreams. Actually, we must know first the definition of dreams. Dreams are what one observes during sleeping. There are two different types of dreams. One called dream. Dream means all the good and the blessed things during sleep. While hulum, this is an Arabic word, hulum means all the evil and ugliness which we observe during sleep. That is to say, the nightmares and wet dreams. Accordingly, when we have a dream, or when we observe something while we are sleeping and it is not good, we are not supposed to call it a dream, it is a hulum. Okay, it has to be in Islam called hulum. Because a dream, the word dream, expression, in Islam, it means all the good and blessed things during sleep. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us about the dreams in the following ahadith. Number one, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, dreams are from Allah and hulum from Satan. Number two, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when one of you sees a good dream, he should feel happy. He should not report it except to those whom he loves. This is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you see a good dream, okay, you must feel happy, but don't report it except to those whom you love. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, those who experience hulum, which is the nightmares, those whom experience hulum should not tell anyone. Because actually, this is one of the Satan's games played on them during their sleep. Accordingly, this is the advice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He also said, if any one of you experiences a hulum, which is a bad dream, he should spit three times to his left and seek refuge in Allah. So if any one of us is sleeping, then he wake up suddenly during night, feeling fear and feeling very upset because he saw a bad dream, immediately he must realize that this is from Satan, and he must spit on the left side three times and seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that Satan, actually Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was explaining to us in the previous hadith which I just mentioned, how we can get rid of certain effect for us during sleep, because actually many people, they feel that they can't sleep because they are worried that they may have bad dreams. They are all the time worried, and they are all the time under the impression that when I sleep, I will have a bad dream, and that bad dream causes me an anxiety and sadness, so I fear to sleep. Okay, this is how shaitan is trying to attack mankind. Actually, according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Islam you have the solution for the bad dream, which is called the hulum. Okay, number one, actually you must realize that it is from Satan. It doesn't mean anything. This is only to cause actually sadness for the believers. This is the game of Satan with the mankind. So you must immediately spit three times on the left side and seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But inshallah, at the end of these classes, we will learn the way to get rid of the shaitan, inshallah, through the Quran. This we will learn it all, inshallah, in the class related to how to protect yourself from the shaitan, inshallah. Now we are just learning the way the shaitan is trying to attack the spirit and cause anxiety and sadness. So, in conclusions, bad dreams are from Satan, and we have to protect ourselves before sleeping from Satan so that he can't cause us these bad dreams. And actually, again, you should seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of the dream. When you have a bad dream, you must seek refuge in Allah, with Allah, from the evil of the dream. You should seek refuge with Allah from the evil of Satan. You should spit to your left side three times when you wake up. You should not mention this to anyone. This is very important. Don't mention the hulum, that is to say the bad dream, to anyone, because it is from Satan. Number two, you can turn over from the side you were sleeping. If you were sleeping on the left side, you can, and you wake up after having this bad dream, and you seek refuge with Allah from Satan, and you seek refuge with Allah from the evil of the dream, and you spit three times, okay? You can turn to, when you plan to sleep again, sleep on the other side. Before sleeping, if you have the ability to pray two rak'ahs, you can pray two rak'ahs, inshallah, before sleeping again. This is related to the bad dreams. There is a very important point, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, related to dreams, to the dreams. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained that Satan cannot initiate him in the dreams. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that whoever has dream of Prophet Muhammad, he actually has seen him, because Satan cannot appear in his sheep. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Satan cannot initiate, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has dreamed of me has actually seen me, for Satan cannot appear in my sheep. Okay, because there are some people whom they say that we saw Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dream. This is the reality or not? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clarifying that Satan cannot appear in his shape, because he is the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best created human being, the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever see Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dream, he has actually seen him. Again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified to us more details about the different types of dreams. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the time draws near. What is the time draws near? What is the meaning? It means near the end of the world, the dream of a believer can hardly be false. And the truest vision will be of one who is himself the most trustful in speech. The vision of a Muslim is one part from 46 parts of prophethood. Dreams are of three types. The first type is good, which is glad tidings from Allah. The second type causes distress, and it comes from the shaitan, Satan, and the third one is a suggestion of one's own mind. So if anyone of you sees a dream which he doesn't like, he should get up and pray, and he should not relate it to anyone. Let me clarify this hadith again in detail. The meaning is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is clarifying that near the end of the worldly life, that is to say when the day of judgment will be close, the dreams of the believers will be true ones. When a believer will have a dream, it will be a true dream. This means that he will have it in the real life. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he clarified why? Because the true believer will at that time will be the one who is the most trustful in speech, and his vision will be one part from the 46 parts of the prophethood. So this is related to the dreams at the near the end of the worldly life. Again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he clarified to us in more details about the three types of dreams. Actually, we learned that one is the good one, which is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glad tidings from Allah. This is the good dream. The second one, which is the hulum, and we clarified that it is from Satan, and we learned how to protect and how what to do when we have a bad dream. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us a third one, and he called it a suggestion of one's own mind. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that if during the day I was busy, for example, was with studying for an exam, during night, if I have the dream that I am in the exam room and I am trying to answer the questions, but it looks very difficult, this is actually a suggestion of my mind, because my mind was so busy with the idea of the exam. So when I slept, the idea was still in my mind, and it causes for me to have that dream. Regardless of the cause of the dream, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that any bad dream, we are not supposed to relay to mention it to anyone. If it is a good dream, in the case of a good dream, I can mention it only to those whom I love and whom I am sure that they love me. So this is related to the bad dreams, okay? And now, inshallah, we will learn about a third way which the shaitan is trying to whisper to the mankind to cause him sadness and upset. And the third way is the spread of mischief and hatred between people. Now we will read in Surah Al-Isra, Surah number 17, verse number 53, about the role of shaitan regarding spread of mischief and hatred between people. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل الذي يقول التي هي أحسن إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا.
And say to my slaves, the true believers of Islamic monotheism, that they should only say those words that are the best, because Satan barely sows a state of conflict and disagreements among them. Surely Satan is to man a plain enemy.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us and informing us that the shaitan will always try to cause conflict and disagreements among the believers. So we must be aware of this, and actually we must try all the means not to allow the shaitan to disturb the relations between the believers. How the shaitan is trying to disturb the relation between the believers and to cause conflict and disagreements, actually it is through the anger, pride, envy, conflict, and argument. Those are forms of the mischief and bad manners which Satan provokes in order to spread enmity between people, causing them pain, upset, sadness, and depression. Also causing them to become sinners who deserve the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us now know in details about these bad manners which the shaitan is trying to use in order to cause the conflict and disagreements among the believers. Number one, we will learn about envy. The real meaning of envy is wishing for the eradication of a God-given gift or virtue from another person. It doesn't matter whether the gift is desired for oneself or not. Let us know practically what is the meaning of envy. The meaning of envy is that, suppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, suppose that me and another sister are pregnant, and when we delivered, I delivered, for example, a baby girl, and my sister, my friend, she delivered a baby boy, but I was looking for a baby boy. If I feel envy towards my friend, this means that I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make her baby to not to be around. I can't feel. Okay, I have envy towards her. Okay, what is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, that I want Allah to eradicate that gift. Okay, the baby boy. And this is a clarification that this envy is an evil, and evil is from Satan. Again and again, sister, suppose I have a friend, and my friend, she bought a new watch, and her watch is very beautiful, but I can't buy one like it. So if I feel the envy, this means that, oh Allah, I want my friend to lose that watch by any means. I can't see my friend to have a watch while I don't have one like it. Whether I will have her watch or whether she will lose it, the most important for the one who feels envy, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will eradicate the gift from other people. Okay? And actually, this is actually the clarification that, you know, this is a bad feeling. This is mischief. When someone will be after the feeling that I want Allah to remove the blessings from the others, this is the clarification that envy actually is from Satan, because this is a very bad manners. Okay, in Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the believer cannot be a true believer except when he likes for himself what he likes for others. So if we are true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must like for others what we like for ourselves. If I want to have a watch, it has to be that I have also to wish a watch for my sister or my friend. But to feel envy and to feel very upset and to call on Allah to remove any gift from others which I don't have, this is a clarification that envy is against believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and envy is an evil from Satan. Actually, Satan's relation to envy and jealousy is explained in the words of Prophet Jacob in the Quran. Actually, we will read now from the Quran, from Surah Yusuf, verse number 5, and we will learn about the envy which actually Prophet Jacob mentioned it to his son Joseph in Surah Yusuf, Surah number 12, verse number 5.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Actually, we will read verse number 4 and verse number 5 to know the meaning. إذ قال يوسف لأبيه يا أبت إني رأيت 11 كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدو مبين.
Remember when Yusuf, Joseph, said to his father, O my father, verily I saw in a dream 11 stars and the sun and the moon, and I saw them prostrating themselves to me. He, the father, said, O my son, relate not your vision to your brothers, lest they should arrange a plot against you. Verily, Shaitan, Satan, Tman is an open enemy.
Actually, Prophet Jacob, the father of Prophet Yusuf, actually he knows that this dream which Prophet Yusuf mentioned, actually this is a dream of glad tidings that Prophet Yusuf will be a very powerful person and he will be having a very good position. Accordingly, Prophet Jacob was worried that if Yusuf alayhi salam mentioned this dream to his brothers, they will have jealousy and they will feel envy and they may cause him any harm, because the shaitan will always try to spread envy between the people. Accordingly, Prophet Jacob said to his son Yusuf, don't mention this dream to your brothers, because I am so worried that the shaitan will make them to arrange a plot against you out of their envy. Be sure that Satan is the main open enemy to mankind. Okay? With his words, Jacob, he was pointing out the fact that Satan had the ability to sow the seeds of envy and jealousy in humans, and this feeling can encourage them to commit all types of evil. These are the feelings which cause the conflict between Adam's son, resulting in empty and anxiety, worry, sadness, depression, even killing each other. This is actually the envy, which is one of the weapons of the shaitan against mankind. We have to be aware of it, because it causes conflict and disagreements, and it causes anxiety, sadness, and it can lead to depression. The second weapon of the shaitan to cause conflict and disagreements between humans is anger. Let us know about the role of Satan regarding anger and its subsequences from the hadith first of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, anger comes from the devil. The devil was created of fire. In Surah Al-Qasas, Surah number 28, we will read from verse number 15 to verse number 18 in order to know about the anger and how it can lead to conflict, disagreements, even to killing the people to each other. Now we will read from Surah Al-Qasas, Surah number 28, and we will read from verse 15 to verse 18. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ودخل المدينة على حين غفلة من أهلها فوجد فيها رجلين يقتتلان هذا من شيعته وهذا من عدوه فاستغاثه الذي من شيعته على الذي من عدوه فوكذه موسى فقضى عليه قال هذا من عمل الشيطان إنه عدو مضل مبين قال ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي فغفر له إنه هو الغفور الرحيم قال ربي بما أنعمت علي فلن أكون ظهيرا للمجرمين فأصبح في المدينة خائفا يترقب فإذا الذي استنصره بالأمس يستصرخه قال له موسى إنك لغوي مبين صدق الله. فلما أراد أن يبطش الذي هو عدو لهما قال يا موسى أتريد أن تقتلني كما قتلت نفسا بالأمس إن تريد إلا أن تكون جبارا في الأرض وما تريد أن تكون من المصلحين.
A city at a time of unawareness of its people, and he found there two men fighting, one of his party and one. And Prophet Moses entered the city at the time of unawareness of its people, and he found there two men fighting, one of his party, his religion from the children of Israel, and the other of his foes. The man of his own party asked him to help him against his foe, so Moses struck him with a fist and killed him. He said, This is Satan doing. This is of Satan's doing. Verily, he is a plain misleading enemy. He said, My Lord, verily I have wronged myself, so forgive me. Then he forgave me. Verily, he is forgiving, the most merciful. He said, My Lord, for that which you have favored me, I will never be a helper of the mujrimun, criminals, disbelievers, polytheists, and sinners. So he became afraid, looking about in the city, waiting as to will be the result of the crime of his killing. When behold, the man who had sought his help the day before called for his help again. Moses said to him, Verily, you are a plain misleader. And he decided to size the man who was an enemy to both of them. The man said, O Moses, is it your intention to kill me as you killed the man yesterday? Your aim is nothing but to become a tyrant of the land and not to be the one of those who do right.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us here that even Prophet Moses, who was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people of special quality, but still Satan whispers can lead them to killing. This is actually out of anger. The story is that Prophet Moses, he admitted that he killed a man out of listening to Satan whispers. Moses was angry with that man who was in fight with another man from Moses' party. It is the anger which Satan always uses to manipulate man and guide him to sin. But Prophet Moses actually, he goes on to show regret for what his anger caused, acknowledging that by so doing he has wronged himself, he had burdened himself with such results. He had appealed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Then Moses made an absolute pledge and commitment not to help the wrongdoers. But still, it is the shaitan temptations and whispers that cause Moses to become a sinner and to feel the fear that more troubles may happen. In conclusion, shaitan whispers to man to become angry and to cause problems and fights out of anger is around us in every minute and in every place. And actually, this make people to become sinners, even Prophet Moses alayhi salam. This fear, the feeling of fear, what is related to our topic today is that anger out of listening to shaitan whispers cause Prophet Moses to feel fear. This fear is the cause of anxiety, is the cause of sadness, is the cause of sorrow, as we clarified about the effect of the feeling of the fear on the spirit, and actually on the long term this can lead to depression. So we have to be aware that shaitan is all the time trying to make us to feel angry, and while the people are angry they can do any evil deed which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like, and they will feel the fear, they will feel sad, they will feel upset, they will feel guilty, and they may suffer depression on the long term. The third weapon of the shaitan, which he is trying to whisper to mankind in order to cause sadness, upset, and depression, is the pride and fame. Prominence and passion for fame is one of the Satan's favorite tools of causing troubles between people. That is to say, disturbing their relations and causing hatred and enmity between them, which leads to anxiety, sadness, and again on the long term lead to depression. Let us learn about pride and its relation with Satan and its relation with sadness from Surah Ghafir, Surah number 40, and we will read from verse number 56 and verse number 57. Now, inshallah, we will read from Surah number 40, verse number 56 and 57. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يجادلون في آيات الله بغير سلطان أتاهم بغير سلطان أتاهم إن في صدورهم إلا كبر
إن في صدورهم إلا كبر ما هم ببالغيه فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع البصير لخلق السماوات والأرض أكبر من خلق الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
Verily, those who dispute about the ayat, proofs, evidences, verses, lessons, signs, and revelations of Allah, without any authority having come to them, there is nothing else in their breasts except pride, except you, Muhammad, peace be upon him, and as a messenger of Allah, and obey to you. They will never have it, prophethood, which Allah has bestowed upon you. So seek refuge in Allah, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, from the arrogance. Verily, it is he who is the all-hearer, all-seer. The creation of the heavens and the earth is indeed greater than the creation of mankind. Yet, most of mankind know not.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these two verses of the Quran is clarifying for us very important reality related to arrogance and pride. Number one, it is the reality which man always forget. He is a small, weak creature, and whatever strength he may have, it is only through his bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the source of all the strength and power. Man may sever this bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and begin to swell and to take on airs. Okay, he will become like a balloon, full of arrogance. Arrogance begin to establish itself within him. Satan, who doomed himself as a result of his arrogance, works on man to increase his arrogance, knowing that through it he can bring man to full destruction. It is such arrogance which is behind the argument of Allah's revelation. Yet man has not solid basis for such argument, for it is rooted deeply in nothing but in his own arrogance. If only man would understand the truth about himself and the universe, recognizing his rule and not trying to exceed it, appreciating that he is one of countless creatures, each doing their rule by Allah's will and according to his design, which he alone knows, he would certainly feel relaxed, humble, living in peace with himself and with the world around him. If he did this, he would easily and readily submit himself to Allah. He would also do this without any hesitation. Seeking refuge with Allah against arrogance means seeking refuge with Allah against Satan, the source of arrogance. Accordingly, arrogance is an evil which we should seek refuge with Allah from it. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sisters, is clarifying for us a very important actually effect which the believer has to be aware of. Nowadays, when everyone is interested in science, people start to argue about the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and actually the proofs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they don't have any knowledge, they don't have any power. So why they are exceeding the limitations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is clarifying because of the arrogance which actually the shaitan is trying to mislead them through it. Accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding the believers to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the arrogance. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending a message to every mankind who is arrogant, clarifying that if you are arrogant regarding your creation, be sure that the creation of the heavens and the earth is indeed greater than your creation, O mankind, the one who you don't know anything. Okay, so this is actually a warning and a effect which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants every one of us to be aware of. There is no point for any feeling of arrogance for someone who is just having no power, no will, and he is a part of the countless creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which are controlled 100% by the will and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you feel that you are something, look around you and look to the creations and the heavens and the earth, so that you will realize that there are many other creations whom they are more great than you, mankind, whom in reality doesn't know anything. Okay, now inshallah we will move to the next, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the next way which the shaitan is trying to whisper to mankind to cause conflict and disagreement, which is argument. Argument is one of the shaitan tools to disturb the relations between people. Argument leads to nervousness, anger, and anxiety, and actually to bad relations between the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us against it in surah number 6, verse number 112. The verse is not 122, 121. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ. Actually, subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us in this of the Quran that the shayateen, actually this is Satan and his followers, actually his followers from the jinn and from his followers from the mankind, okay, they will try to use the argument, okay, between the people, okay, and actually this can lead to problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that if you follow them, okay, you will not be actually true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us in his ahadith about argument, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised the believers to stop arguing, even in the issues which they are sure of it, in order to prevent the conflict and the disagreement between the believers. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Allah will build a house in the middle of the paradise for those whom they don't argue, even if they are sure of the facts which they know. This is the meaning of the hadith. When you come and tell me, Sister Mona, you see, for example, this flower looks very good. And you know, it is bright red, for example. Okay, when I look, I am sure that it is not bright red. Actually, it is to the yellow more. Okay, the color is totally different than what you describe. Okay, if I start to argue with you, telling you, no, Marcella, I know you are wrong. I am right. It is not red. It is yellow. You may respond and tell me, no, Sister Mona, I am sure. Okay, what will happen between us? Conflict and disagreement. Then you will be nervous. Then I will be nervous. Then you will be upset. Then you will be anxious. Okay? So our relation will be disturbed. For what? For nothing. Whether the flower is red or yellow, what a difference it will make? Nothing. But the harm is that through this argument, our relation start to be disturbed. If we keep argue all the time, okay, be sure that this is one of the reasons of the problems and actually of the tension between the people. Okay, again and again, if we are looking for obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not for my self-confidence, okay, I want to prove my point of view. This is the shaitan. The shaitan will come to everyone and try to stimulate the argument through pushing, prove your point of view because you have the correct point of view. Okay? Why I want to push my point of view? It is for, if it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping the relation between the believers good is more important for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so I will not push my point of view for something not serious, not related to halal and the haram, and my goal is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying the command of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I will be rewarded a house in the paradise inshallah. But people are pushing their points of view all the time and having the argument for the sake of myself, my bride, my point of view, my, this word is from Satan, and it will cause to a hatred between the people, and it will lead to tension in the relations and conflict, and this is the goal of the shaitan. So Muslims have to be aware of this actually way of the shaitan, or actually whispers of the shaitan, which he is very successful with the Muslim, okay, to cause the troubles between them and to cause the conflict and the nervous and the nervousness and hatred. And actually sometimes the people, they are so angry with each other because of that argument, and they start to plot problems for each other, and even sometimes the husband and wife relation will be so disturbed because of the argument. The shaitan is behind all of this game. Every believer has to check his real belief. If I am a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will forget completely about argument. If someone come and start to tell me, this is wrong, your point of wrong, if it is not related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not respond. Obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to allow the shaitan to cause troubles. And number three, I am looking for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the paradise. This is, sisters, one of the basic facts in Islam which Muslims has to be aware of, because whenever you look around you, you will notice that there are Muslims whom they have argument between each other about nonsense in the worldly life, and the end result is the conflict and the disagreement and the anger and the anxiety. Okay, the next way of the shaitan, which he is trying to reach the believer, the spirits, in order to cause anxiety and anger, is the secret council. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he taught us about the secret council in surah number 58, verse number 10.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما النجوى من الشيطان ليحزن الذين آمنوا وليس بضارهم شيئا إلا بإذن الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
Secret councils, conspiracies are only from Shaitan, in order that he may cause grief to the believers, but he cannot harm them in the least, except as Allah permits, and in Allah let the believers put their trust.
So actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified to us in this verse that secret councils are only from Satan. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified to us the goal of that whisper of the shaitan is that to cause grief to the believers. Accordingly, secret counsel is a cause of anxiety, grief, sadness, and by time it can lead to depression, because we are actually discussing the role of shaitan to cause anxiety and depression for the believers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of the Quran is sending a message to all the believers not to have these secret councils in order to prevent the feeling of the grief towards the believers. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if you were three, then two of you should not hold a secret council in the presence of the third person, because that would cause him to be worried. You see, this is the mercy of the Islam, and this is the good manners of the Islam, and this is how the Islamic values and Islamic manners can protect the spirit from the effect of
Shaitan. Okay, Satan is trying all the time to attack the human spirit in order to cause the worry, in order to cause the grief, in order to cause the conflict, in order to cause the disagreement. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, He taught us in the Quran about all these plots and whispers, so that inshallah we can protect ourselves against it. Again and again, it is forbidden in Islam to have this secret councils while we are actually forbidden to have it. The meaning is that if I want to say something for one of my sisters while I have a group in the room, I must wait until we finish the meeting and everyone left. And then after all people leave, all the sisters leave, I will call this sister and we will talk together. Okay, but it is forbidden to talk to one sister while the rest are sitting around looking, because they may feel worried because sister Mona, for example, is talking about us to that sister, or complaining or plotting or whatever. This is actually the shaitan will play this game with the sisters in order to cause them to feel grief and to feel worried. Okay, so alhamdulillah, now we discussed actually about Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the anger, about the envy, about the argument, about social, about secret council, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, about the envy, as they are the shaitan whispers. Through them, he is trying to cause grief and sadness to the believers, and by long term, this can lead to depression. The next way which the shaitan is trying to attack the human spirit and to cause it to have grief, sadness, is the intoxication. Satan uses various tactics to derive humankind into deviation. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, verse number 91, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified to us how alcohol and gambling are from the shaitan and they can cause trouble for him. Now we will read from Surah number 5, verse number 91. Bismillah. How many? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر ويصدكم عن ذكر الله وعن الصلاة فهل أنتم منتهون. Shaitan, Satan, wants only to excite enmity and hatred between you with intoxicants, alcohol, drinks, and gambling, and hinder you from the remembrance of Allah and from as-salah, the prayer, so you will not then abstain. So actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He clarified to us that alcohol and gambling are diseases that paralyze individuals and cause paralysis of the society. Those who are addicted to these toxins will lead unhappy life in proportion to their level of addiction. It is probable that they will also make those around them unhappy, and eventually they will lose their families because of their bad behavior, uncontrolled emotions, and continuous need for money. Alcohol and gambling are major causes of depression because of the feeling of the loss of self-esteem, disturbed personalities out of the effect of alcohol, and the fear of the loss of money for those who are addicted to gambling. Again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, taught us about the rule of the shaitan in our life, so that inshallah we will always be aware of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us why gambling and alcohol is forbidden in Islam, because through gambling and alcohol, shaitan will cause hatred and enmity between us. Shaitan will make the believers to forget about remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prayer.
If the Muslims will forget about Allah and prayer, they are considered dead. Accordingly, to be a living Muslim, you must always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you must pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something which shaitan will all the time try to deviate you from. Accordingly, we Muslims must be aware that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to forget or commanded us not to do something, this is for our sake, this is the gambling and this is the alcohol which can destroy the relations between the people, and in our worldly life it is always the broken families out of the alcohol addiction or gambling addiction or the drugs which is around now in our life. This is the shaitan actually winning the game with the mankind, winning the game with the Muslims, because they forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they make the shaitan to lead their life away from Allah, so that they are living the life of anxiety, the life of sadness, the life of loneliness, and the life of depression. Inshallah, next week we will continue to learn more and more about the role of the shaitan in our life as a cause of anxiety, sadness, and depression, so that inshallah we will learn inshallah all the ways to get the shaitan away from our life, to have a balanced life, and inshallah a happy, righteous life. And let us now inshallah make that one. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله اللي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. Oh Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Amen. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor. Amen. From a change in your protection. Amen. From your sudden punishment and or your displeasure. Amen. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.